This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, welcome back. We are, of course, taking a look at all of these legal challenges that have been going on to the Trump administration. A positive decision from this Judge Chutkan, who was dealing with the allegations that Trump had led an insurrection, and of course that case got dropped. She ended up with a case challenging whether he had the authority, Doge had the authority to make some of these cuts, and she said, well, she ruled in Trump's favor. So once again, they seem to be moving forward with some of this. We've got Jeremy Rosenthal on the phone, of course, attorney, and we've had him on before. He's a defense attorney, founder of the TexasDefenseFirm.com. Jeremy, welcome back.
Mark, how are you?
I'm doing fine, my friend. Thank you. You know, I know one of the stories that that you've been looking into was the DOJ trying to dismissing those federal charges against Eric Adams, and now the governor up there's threatening to remove him, I think.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, man, do you guys want some legal drama today? Is that what you were in for?
Exactly.
You got plenty of it. Eric Adams was investigated by the Biden administration for bribery. The prosecutors felt pretty strongly about it. Eric Adams would tell you, and the Trump administration would tell you, that Eric Adams was being prosecuted because he was pro-Trump or pro-ICE, at least as far as New York City and immigration goes. The crux of this and why this has gotten so weird is that the Department of Justice wants to dismiss the charges against Adams, sort of. They want to hold it over his head. They don't want to dismiss it completely. They want to dismiss it without what's called prejudice, meaning they've made it clear so long as your views on immigration enforcement don't change, we're not going to prosecute you. And that has triggered a firestorm of resignations, and there's going to be a hearing later today in federal court on what all is going to happen here, but we can dig into this forever. This one is as bananas as Jack Clark beating my beloved Dodgers in 1980. I'll never forget.
Yeah, that's true. I love the reference. I wonder, though, Kathy Hochul is getting a lot of pressure, too. I saw Al Sharpton has even reached out to her to try to get Adams fired because, let's face it, New York City is just, it's a hotbed of progressive politics, and they are all angry that Adams might have been showing some favor to Tom Homan and anybody from ICE.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know, and I'm in Texas. I'm not aware. In Texas, I don't think, and I'd be surprised if Missouri allows a governor to just remove a mayor. I didn't know that was a thing. I thought mayors were elected too, but yeah, I mean, so if you look at it this way, Adams is pretty compromised any way you slice it. Either he's accepting bribes or he is essentially getting blackmailed by the Trump administration. In either way, he's got a lot of problems. Now, the good news for Eric Adams is he is, in some ways, this is a really lucky day for him being caught in the crossfire, because I think probably what this federal judge is going to do is going to say, okay, Department of Justice, you think that Mr. Adams was wrongly prosecuted by the Biden administration. We'll go with that. Why is it that you're still holding on to this prosecution if it's bad? Right? Why don't we just let him go for good? Why don't we want to do that? And I think the judge could legally dismiss this case with prejudice, meaning Eric Adams, you are free as a bird, and you don't have to, this case can never be brought back against you and take away the administration's leverage. So I think now, Eric Adams may not be the mayor much longer for whatever reason, but I think from a legal standpoint, I'm a lot more afraid of federal prison, right, than anything else if I'm him.
Yes.
So this is going to be very explosive today, already has been.
What are the odds, Jeremy, if that is what happens and they drop the federal criminal charges, that they find some way to then go after him civilly?
Good question, Kim. You're a lawyer. You think like a lawyer. I like the way you think. That's good. That certainly could be. I mean, you could try to bring, if you think that he's really guilty of bribery and this type of corruption, there's probably some state charges or some state civil liability that you could probably find and do. So I think if they were of the mindset to do that, I think that's fine. Eric Adams is up for re-election in November. And I mean, for me, I don't know. I mean, this is more of a political view than a legal view. But I mean, to me, that's what voters are for, right? I mean, if the voters are like, dude, enough, buddy. If we don't like the way that you're dealing with ICE, we can vote you out. If we think you're taking bribes, we can vote you out. If we think you're a hostage to the Trump administration, we can vote you out. Or if we love you, we'll keep you. I think that's sort of the issue here, but again, I guess you can come in and lop your head off. I guess that can happen.
Yeah, Letitia James would be the person most likely to go after him, I would imagine, if something like that happened. Hey, talking to Jeremy Rosenthal, attorney here, you got another story here that you brought up about the president. I think he signed an executive order, I could be wrong about that, that loosens enforcement of U.S. law banning bribery of foreign officials. Donald Trump says this is going to lead to more business for America. What's the story here?
Okay, so the Foreign Corruption Practices Act prohibits Americans from bribing foreign officials. And think of it like this, right? There's bribery and there's bribery, right? There's me paying my kid with an ice cream cone so she will shut up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Bribery, right? There is, we're going to take the executives from wherever, Japanese corporation, and we're gonna take them to a Cardinals game, buy them hot dogs and whatever. And that's, sure, okay, can we do that? Or take them out to a nice meal. And then, there's can we hand the guy from the consulate an envelope full of a whole ton of cash and not really ever get the guy's name, right? I mean, there's bribery and there's bribery. What Trump has never liked this legislation, and he thinks it's too broad. He thinks it eliminates, I would guess, and I'm not him, obviously, I think he would tell you that it eliminates nice steak dinners, you know, wining and dining officials, things like that. I can't imagine that he's okay with just straight out bribing a foreign official. What he's directed the Department of Justice to do is to take a step back, evaluate all these prosecutions that are going on under this act, and to go for what he calls a reasonable prosecution. In other words, I think he wants American businessmen to make deals.
Yeah.
And to be able to sweeten the pot, right, without giving an envelope full of cash.
If you're Senator Menendez, former Senator Menendez, handing out gold bars to foreign officials, that's bad. If you just want to take him out for a nice steak dinner, that should be okay.
That's right. And the statute doesn't really give you – the statute is all or nothing. And that I think that's what is Trump's issue with it. But yeah, we'll sort of see where it goes, and I mean it's a hard one, I think, for him to explain. But obviously, he signed it, and he's like, "Yeah, we're doing away with this one, or at least we're not going to enforce it."
Jeremy Rosenthal, we appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
Have a great morning.
All right, you too. Appreciate that. Jeremy always gets a baseball reference in there at some point. About the Cardinals.
It's like my husband, every time he's telling a story, he finds a way to go to use some sort of a sports analogy, and usually it's baseball.
That's right.
Get more at 971talk.com.